Hey friends, and welcome back to Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here with us today. Whether you're a first-time guest or a regular listener, you're welcome here. It's never too late, in fact, to start building this holy habit of reading God's Word each and every day. And that's what this podcast is all about. That's what we're striving to do together. Well, today's readings will be coming from Psalm 18 through 26 and Proverbs number 3. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Psalm number 19, but be sure to read the rest on your own. I'll be using the web translation of the Bible, that's the World English Bible, because it's in the public domain, but you're welcome to use whatever you have on hand. And hey, if you're enjoying this Bible in a Year reading plan, if it's helping you grow closer to God, I invite you to hit that like and subscribe button on your listening platform of choice, as that does help the podcast get seen in search results, maybe for others who are looking to develop this habit as well. So if you would consider doing me that kindness, know that I am most appreciative. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Psalm number 19, for the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The expanse shows his handiwork. Day after day they pour out speech, and night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their voice has gone out through all the earth, their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his room, like a strong man rejoicing to run his course. His going out is from the end of the heavens, his circuit to its ends. There is nothing hidden from its heat. Yahweh's law is perfect, restoring the soul. Yahweh's covenant is sure, making wise the simple. Yahweh's precepts are right, rejoicing the heart. Yahweh's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. Yahweh's ordinances are true and righteous altogether. They are more to be desired than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the extract of the honeycomb. Moreover, your servant is warned by them. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive me from hidden errors. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I will be upright. I will be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. Gracious and eternal God, we do give you thanks for the gift of this day. Wherever we are and whoever we are, you have blessed us with this day. Help us to make the most of it and to see your beauty wherever we go, whether it be through the calm breeze or the rain that is coming to refresh the earth. Help us to see your hand of creation and recreation amongst us. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. Well, friends, Psalm 19 is incredible, especially the beginning. I love the first four verses where David is recounting the awesome creation that God has made, and that the creation itself is speaking to the world and its inhabitants and even the cosmos around us. Let's reread those real quickly. The heavens declare the glory of God. The expanse shows his handiwork. Day after day they pour out speech, and night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their voice has gone out through all the earth, their words to the end of the world. We know in the act of creation in Genesis 1 that God created through his own articulation, through speech. He declared it to be so, and it was so. And now, as we see here in Psalm 19, the echo of God's voice continues throughout the world. It's imprinted on all creation. And I love what the Apostle Paul says in his letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his, that is God's, invisible attributes, that is his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived, being understood by what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Now, if you are a people that are living in the remotest part of a country, there's no churches, there's no evangelists or preachers or anything like that, you can still witness God's love for you. You could still discern the good news that God has imprinted through creation. No matter where you look with the life cycles and the flowers, the plants, the animals, there is creation and there is recreation. Things that have died, like seeds that go into the ground, rise up again as beautiful plants and flowers and crops, as a sign of resurrection. No matter where you look, God's hand can be discerned. And as a matter of fact, this is such an awesome thing that the Apostle Paul reminds us that you will be held to your witness of these things, to the extent upon which you witness God revealing God's self through creation. You are held to that account and are expected to respond to God's goodness and grace through that revelation. So friends, I invite you today to take a moment to consider the beauty of God's creation around you, whether that be your family members, your friends, the trees, the leaves that are blowing in the wind, the sunset, whatever the case might be. Just take a moment, pause, and savor the goodness of God that you can witness through creation. Consider God's power and his might and how God is sovereign over all, taking care of each plant and each person. And finally, you could use this as an occasion to witness to someone else and just talking about the beauty of what you are witnessing and how that stands out in a world that sometimes is portrayed and is in actuality a dark place sometimes. It's our responsibility to bring goodness to light so that the world might see that there is a good and loving God there for them, who wants them in relationship and is working in the background for them. So friends, I hope that you have a very blessed rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you back here again tomorrow. God bless.